At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Monday, June 28th. We'll update you on the hunt for survivors and victims in what may end up being the deadliest accidental building collapse in American history. Also, a historic prison sentence for the ex-cop who killed George Floyd and why his legal battles don't end here. Plus, findings from the government's big UFO report, Google's newest step to fight misinformation, and some of the most talked about moments from last night's BET Awards. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Rescuers are still working 24 hours a day, hoping to find people who survived a condo collapse in Florida who may still be trapped under the rubble. But unfortunately, this weekend, they've only found people who lost their lives. At least 9 people died. They include mothers and fathers, artists, immigrants, businessmen, and more. More than 150 people are still missing. And sadly, now that we are 5 days after the collapse, the death toll is expected to rise. Hundreds of emergency workers from across Florida and Mexico are working all day and night to dig through the wreckage. They're using dogs, sonar equipment, and cameras, and they've created trenches to look beneath the giant pile of debris. But they're doing it all very carefully, as not to shift the rubble or put extra weight on it, since they don't want to cause another collapse. This process could take months. Remember, about half of the 13-story condo complex crumbled very early in the morning on Thursday when a lot of people were asleep. Investigators are still looking into what caused the collapse. What we do know is, back in 2018, an engineer warned the building's managers about major structural damage on the very tower that collapsed. The engineer's report said the parking garage below the condo had columns, beams, and walls that were cracking and crumbling. And it listed some other problems, too. It didn't say whether the building was at risk of collapsing. Still, some experts say the findings should have been alarming and the problems should have been fixed right away. 2.5 years later, a multi-million dollar repair project was set to get underway soon. Other construction work was already in process. Officials promised to look into that report, as well as other complaints and evidence from the scene, to hopefully learn what caused the tragedy and make sure it doesn't happen again. Early this morning, the U.S. military launched another round of airstrikes in the Middle East. The Pentagon says it targeted 2 Iranian-backed militia groups near the Iraq-Syria border. All the targets were hit, and one British-based human rights group says at least 5 militiamen were killed. It was in response to recent drone strikes against American troops. This is actually the second time President Biden has ordered airstrikes against militias in the region. The first was back in February. Now, the Pentagon spokesman says, quote, the strikes were both necessary to address the threat. So far, no comment from Iran. The former police officer who killed George Floyd in Minneapolis last summer was sentenced to 22.5 years in prison. That's one of the longest prison terms ever given to an American police officer for killing a black person. And it's 10 years more than what state guidelines suggest for this kind of case. But the judge cited Derek Chauvin's, quote, particular cruelty, and also the fact that he abused a position of trust and authority. That same day, Chauvin spoke publicly for the first time since he was seen kneeling on George Floyd's neck more than a year ago. In court, he offered condolences to Floyd's family members. Chauvin said he hopes they eventually have some peace of mind. Also at the hearing, defense attorneys brought up Chauvin's own family and his clean criminal record before this happened, and they're expected to appeal. For now, though, Chauvin is in prison, starting his 22.5-year sentence. Some of Floyd's family members and protesters hoped it would have been even longer, since prosecutors had been asking for 30 years. But some people who watched from outside still cheered. Now they're hoping Chauvin also gets the maximum sentence in his federal civil rights trial. That one is expected to start next year. The federal government is now suing the state of Georgia over its controversial new voting law. Remember, the law limits how much time voters have to request mail-in ballots, adds more voter ID requirements, gives state lawmakers more control over the elections office, and a lot more. Well, now, the U.S. Justice Department says those restrictions make it harder for people to vote, and that they especially discriminate against Black voters. It's the first major action from the Biden administration over new voting restrictions that have been especially popular in Republican-led states this year. But already, Georgia is fighting back. The state's governor accused the Biden administration of using the Justice Department to carry out what he called a far-left agenda. And all along, Georgia Republicans who pushed for the new law have said the regulations were about election security, not suppression. So it looks like this one is going to be playing out in court. Stay tuned. You might want to hold on to your masks a little longer, even if you're already fully vaccinated against COVID-19. At least that's the latest recommendation from the World Health Organization. WHO leaders say people need to keep their guards up as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. That means mask wearing, physical distancing, extra hand washing, all that. Officials say it's best to play it safe since Delta outbreaks are growing quickly all around the world. And in some places, like Israel, a lot of the adults infected with it were already vaccinated. That said, here in the U.S., officials say almost everyone who's been hospitalized or died from COVID-19 recently has not been vaccinated. And experts have said that's proof the vaccines work, even up against new variants. So far, the CDC hasn't responded to the new advice from the WHO. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about this week's sponsor, BetterHelp.
When was the last time you thought about your mental health? I think it's so important to talk about because our mental health is just as important as our physical health. When anything, even temporarily, might be interfering with your happiness, why not address it? There may be even things you don't realize are getting in your way. So big or small, BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. And I love that you can message your therapist anytime. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. And you always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
That highly anticipated government report about UFOs seems to bring up more questions than answers. The 9-page document was officially released over the weekend, and it still has no explanation for what military pilots have been seeing in the sky. The Pentagon analyzed 144 sightings that happened between 2004 and this year, and in the end, officials could only explain one of them. It turned out to be a large deflating balloon. The other 143 reports are still mysteries. The Pentagon does not mention aliens at all, which could be a disappointment to extraterrestrial enthusiasts. It did say it's possible some UFOs belong to foreign governments, and that could be a national security risk. Even that theory, though, isn't very solid, since officials say there's no conclusive evidence to prove it. The report says more in-depth analysis is still needed. It outlined a plan for a better program that could collect data on future UFOs, but only if the funding is available. To be continued. Google is trying a new tactic to stop misinformation from spreading online. The search engine says from now on, when you try to look up information about breaking news or another evolving topic, it will give you a warning. That warning will just tell you all relevant facts might not be online yet, and to check back later. It's not clear how many sources or which sources need to weigh in on a topic before the warning goes away. For now, the notifications are only showing up in a small percentage of searches anyway, and it's not clear when they'll be more widely available. Today, tennis stars are playing on the most famous grass court in the world. Wimbledon begins in London after 2 years away. But a few of the top players in the world are sitting it out. Remember, men's tennis star Rafael Nadal decided to take a break to let his body recuperate from recent competitions. And on the women's side, Naomi Osaka withdrew earlier this month, citing mental health concerns. Still, there will be plenty of big stars to see. Novak Djokovic is heavily favored to win. Djokovic is the top-ranked player in the world. And if he does win this time around, he would tie Nadal and Roger Federer's record for the most Grand Slam wins. Federer is also going to be there, though, looking to solidify that record himself. Same deal for Serena Williams. She is looking to win a record-breaking 24th Grand Slam. This tournament lasts almost 2 weeks, and you can watch it all on ESPN. The ninth Fast and Furious movie was another box office hit. F9 brought in more than $70 million over the weekend. That was the best opening weekend since December of 2019, when the last Star Wars movie came out. Unlike some other new releases, the Fast and Furious movie has not been released on any streaming networks yet. Despite the success of F9, Variety reports ticket sales overall have yet to return to pre-pandemic levels. Last night's BET Awards are still causing a stir on social media, thanks to some pretty unique performances. First off, during rapper Cardi B's performance, she announced she was pregnant with her second child. Lil Nas X also made history by sharing a passionate kiss with one of his male backup dancers. That was actually the first kiss between two men on the BET Awards stage. As for the actual awards, Megan Thee Stallion was one of the night's big winners. She took home the award for Best Female Hip-Hop Artist, along with five others. Rapper Lil Baby was named Best Male Hip-Hop Artist, Jasmine Sullivan took home Album of the Year, and Queen Latifah was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, Noom.
When trying to build new healthy habits, there's nothing better than combining accurate knowledge with smart accountability. And Noom offers both. Noom is based in psychology and teaches you why you make the choices you do, then gives you the tools, tracking, and community to replace your old habits with new, healthier ones. The kind of program that doesn't want to be a quick fix, but a long-term solution. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program. More than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. Perhaps it's because with Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you. And Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality. And Noom knows you're human, and going off track today just means you can get back on track tomorrow. We don't need any more strict rules or shaming in life, right? We want knowledge and a compassionate kind of accountability. So try Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Money Monday. You can expect higher electricity bills this summer, and not just because you'll be running that air conditioning. There's another issue this year in particular. Higher prices in the natural gas industry are getting passed on to consumers. The power plant fuel costs twice as much now as it did a year ago. Like most things, it's a dance between supply and demand. The Wall Street Journal reports American producers used to have a big surplus of natural gas for plants, which was keeping energy prices relatively low. So they stopped drilling as much. On top of that, some wells were closed during the pandemic. But now, demand for natural gas is ticking back up, especially as big office buildings open back up again. That means a lot more electronics and ACs running. So what we're dealing with now is price increases and more expensive utility bills. By the way, it will also cost more to fill up your car this summer. Over the weekend, the average cost for a gallon of regular gas hit $3.15, and prices are expected to stay high leading up to the 4th of July holiday. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.